It is still May 18, 2011. The time is 8:32 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on this Wednesday evening now, as I have been winding down after getting back from work here the last couple hours. I'm ending my day here and with an audio boo. Did record one prior to this of the Queen's speech at a state dinner that I found very, very historical, I think, from an American's point of view. Listening to it after I got out of work, I found myself remembering when I was a young lad of 7 or 8. My grandfather had these big reel-to-reel tapes that he taped of certain important people. I can remember one, Winston Churchill, of some of his famous speeches. My grandfather would record these off the radio, and I used to listen to them. I do believe I recall MacArthur and Dwight Eisenhower, and just listening to the Queen Elizabeth's speech today just brought back that memory of when I was a child listening to those tapes that I had of my grandfather, which I wish I still had. I felt compelled to record the Queen's speech to put on Audioboo. I'm surprised I did not see it on there from somebody else. But I thought it was a very good speech, and I was a little disappointed hearing that the Queen did not drink her perfect pint that was presented to her, I guess. I read that in one of the online newspapers there from across the pond, I should say. I do think that this visit that the Queen is making is a historical visit. I'm just finding that the coverage of it is sort of low-key by comparison of the royal wedding just a few weeks ago. Of the two events, I would say this event of the British monarchy taking a step forward of healing old wounds, if it does heal the old wounds, as far as the people that were affected over there in Ireland. But just from a perspective of the information that you can get off of the internet and to form an opinion, and you can look for it. But I'm just surprised that it's in this day and age that we have, that it's being overlooked. But I think that from a historical point of view, I think it is a very powerful moment in history for the Queen saying what she did in that particular speech. And I know that if my grandfather was alive, and even my father was alive, and to listen to that, that it would bring a tear to their eye, because I do have some Irish heritage in my family's history, I guess, from way back, as well as English history, I believe, too. And I do think that they would have been moved by listening to Her Majesty's speech today. So I'm ending my day here on the back porch, gonna hit the bed here in a little bit and get some sleep. So you all have a nice evening if you're not already in bed already. Ending the day of today's events and all. Be fire safe, be fire wise, learn not to burn. Ciao for now, and peace.